the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Hello, Bitcoiners. Welcome to another episode where we do a wrap-up on Bitcoin miners and Bitcoin-related equities, all part of the CBP Media Network. And today is September the 29th, and the markets today, in the last little while, it has not been very receptive for anybody that's been longing the markets. But I do have a couple of stories I want to shine a light on, and once this market turns around, maybe these two companies are going to have some long runway where they could actually moon. Number one, it is WonderFi and one of their subsidiaries, BitBuy. Some really good news coming out of that camp, and I just want to bring it to your attention. The second, big digital assets. This is interesting, borderline good news. I've been talking about them quite a bit lately. We'll do a deep dive into this one. So stick around because this one will be fun. We can't go any further without talking about the sponsor for today's episode, and that is ShakePay. And it's a great place to buy and never sell your Bitcoin, but you could if you wanted to. And if you open up an account with our referral code below and fund your account with $100 and use $100 to buy Bitcoin or the competing altcoin they have on their platform, ShakePay will give you $30 up until October 1st, and beyond that will be $10. So you have only a limited time to get that free $30 if you're going to be buying some Bitcoin or the competing altcoin on their platform. Also, if you open up an account with our referral code below, and if you open up the ShakePay app, well, you could shake your phone, and by doing so, you'll be rewarded with partial Bitcoin known as Satoshis. Do this on consecutive days, and the amount of Satoshis being rewarded to you increase to the point if you do it for 365 straight days, the rewards will be 1,000 Satoshis per day per shake. Not too bad. There's also the ShakePay Visa card where you can load up your ShakePay app with Canadian dollars and go about your day and purchase stuff with the ShakePay app Visa card, like groceries, gas, whatever it is you gotta buy. The first 5,000 you purchase, 2% are gonna be rewarded back to you in Bitcoin, and beyond that will be 1% rewarded to you in Bitcoin. You also have the potential to get the whole purchase returned back to you with the ShakePay promotion, and the whole purchase will be returned back to you in Bitcoin. Another great way to stack sats. And they also have the Shake Squads where you can team up with up to four other ShakePay users. Anytime anybody within your squad uses the ShakePay Visa card, anybody that's in the squad will get 42 Satoshis. Another great way to stack sats. And last thing they have that's coming out, it is ShakePay Earn, but it's in beta form. Check it out because there's a waiting list, and in order to move on up, well, you gotta be an active ShakePay user. So there's a lot of great way to stack sats just by simply using ShakePay. So we recommend you use it because we use it ourselves. All right, so now with the formalities out of the way, let's get hashing. And leading things off is a story from WonderFi. And WonderFi has been scooping up companies in the past little while, namely Coinberry and BitBuy. And this story has to do specifically with BitBuy. Who or what is BitBuy? BitBuy is right now an exchange in Canada where you could buy Bitcoin and other digital assets and also sell them as well on their platform. But things are going to be changing. I'll explain what's going to be happening. BitBuy has announced they're going to be launching a stock trading feature on their platform. Is this going to be competition for Wealthsimple? Maybe. I'll explain why. So this will enable BitBuy to offer users fractional trading and investing in thousands of US stocks and ETFs. And this will be through Alpaca. Alpaca is the company that's going to be providing the brokerage services to BitBuy. At the onset, it looks like it's only going to be US stocks and ETFs. Nothing noted here that they're going to be offering Canadian equivalents, maybe in the future, but at least not at the onset. This is something that's interesting. So BitBuy's stock trading will be offered in conjunction with Alpaca and a brokerage service through a Canadian lending investment bank and IIROC member. It's not noted who it is, but I'm curious to know which one is providing them those services. When is this going to be rolled out? In Q1 2023. So this looks like there's going to be some competition towards Wealthsimple. I'll be getting into that just momentarily. In order to get on the waiting list, you have to go on the BitBuy website, www.bitbuy.ca/stocks. And you can see that you just enter your email and you could get on the waiting list. And there's some FAQs over here, or facts, depending on how you read this, on what's going to be happening over here. But it just essentially states that they're going to be offering trades for U.S. stocks and ETFs. But one thing to note, they're going to be offering pre and post markets starting at 4 a.m. and closing at 8 p.m. This is rather good, and is going to be, because there's fractional reserves at that too, some direct competition with Wealthsimple. Who is Alpaca? I did a little bit of research. Well, it's a commission-free brokerage a la Wealthsimple, but right now they only offer U.S. stocks. As I mentioned, if they're going to be offering the Canadian equivalent, I'm not sure if Alpaca is able to provide it right now. So, and I was talking about how they're taking aim, BitBuy / WonderFi taking aim at Wealthsimple. Wealthsimple announced last year, this was May 2021, so it's nearly a year and a half old, that they passed a 2 million user mark. And that went up from 1.5 million the previous October. That was October 2020. So you could kind of see how what their growth is. I couldn't find anything newer than this. They could be 3 million, 2.5 million users. I don't know. But what I'm just trying to get at is you could see from there the potential from dragging in new users under the WonderFi / BitBuy umbrella. There's a lot of users out there that like to trade equities, and if you could provide them with a service that Wealthsimple doesn't, they do fractional trades right now, but offering pre and post market, that's something Wealthsimple doesn't offer. So this could be a carrot that they could be dangling to users to draw them in and to use their services. Now, I know Wealthsimple does offer primarily Canadian equities and ETFs. Will BitBuy also follow suit just to try to expand the offering that they're going to be providing to clients? I don't know. I hope they do, because if they could do that, then they could be a real threat to Wealthsimple. And if they could start dragging in users and drawing them in from Wealthsimple, well, you have a very, very large user base that is going to be under the WonderFi umbrella. And then they could be rotated around through the various services that they offer. So this is really bullish news with respect to WonderFi. I would say it's contingent on getting the Canadian stocks, equities, and ETFs on their platform. But again, this is something thinking long-term. I'm sure that they're trying to do that, because if they're going to be offering this primarily to Canadian investors, why not provide Canadian equities at that too? So all in all, this is pretty good news. Wealthsimple, it looks like there's going to be a target on your back, and WonderFi is going to be aiming for it. So watch out, because they're aiming for the moon. And the second story I have, and the last one for today, is about Big Digital Assets. Now, I talked about what happened with Big Digital Assets and that they purchased 1/3 ownership of a company named Terra Zero. It's a $9.8 million purchase. Also, Terra Zero recently released that they're going to be trying to go public, which is very good. But Terra Zero, who are they? What are they? They're a metaverse, Web3, NFT type company. So it's something I'm not too bullish about them. But one thing that may make me slightly more bullish than before in terms of being an investor of Big Digital Assets, if I was and I am, and for people out there that may be investing in Big Digital Assets, well, they just announced today that Terra Zero has signed a collaborative agreement with PwC China. And this is going to allow them to explore new ways in which the companies can build privately hosted metaverse experience. And here's the tweet from PwC mainland China. It's very, very a lot of fluff. They're showing this video here that's, you know, crappily done, might I add. It's nothing very spectacular here. I went through the notes in terms of the agreement the press release. And it really doesn't say very much. They're just talking about they're going to be leveraging each other's position to try to make things better moving forward. And it's going to be advantageous to both companies, blah, blah, blah. So all in all, I mean, I talked about at great length how I'm not too bullish on Web3, NFTs, metaverse related stuff. But what I am bullish about is China's 1.4 billion people over there. Now, if they could use Terra Zero to be a beachhead to get into the Chinese market. And if this thing happens to work and they're able to attract even a small percentage of the Chinese population to use their services, this could be a rather lucrative business in the end, and something that could be very, very profitable, ultimately for big digital assets, because remember, they own 1/3 of Terra Zero. So it's in a roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is, I was never too keen on this Terra Zero purchase. $9.8 million was a lot of money they spent, and it's very, very high valuation for a company that isn't in a field that is seems to be kind of floundering. NFTs are not doing very well, and you don't hear very much in terms of growth with Web3 and Metaverse. It's all just buzzwords now. But going public is good. Entering in the Chinese market, well, that could be very, very good. So if you are an investor of big digital assets, look at it this way. Say now you have a potential foothold in the Chinese market, and there's a lot more users that could jump on one of their companies that they own on their portfolio. Bullish news? Maybe. But this is something, at least it's promising. More promising today than they were yesterday. Let me just say it like that. So nothing else I have to say about big digital assets, except things are looking better and better each day. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm not going to be recording one tomorrow because I will be at a wedding. And before I sign off, just want to make sure you're aware that I'm not giving out financial advice, as I'm not a financial advisor. So with that being said, hope you enjoy your weekend, and we'll be chatting again next week. Take care.